Four dating strategies that you haven't heard before. Number one, relax and do what you want. Think about the guys who are actually good with girls. Like, imagine Chad, the alpha male. When he's speaking to a girl, he's not just stood there rigid like most guys are. He's freely moving his body and doing what he wants. If he wants to sit down, he'll sit down. If he wants to stand up, he'll stand up. You'll see like these really, really attractive guys. They'll randomly just like crack their back whilst they're speaking to a girl. The guys who are kind of losers, who struggle with attracting a woman, they place that interaction with a girl so highly that they kind of feel scared or blocked to express whatever kind of energy that they have inside of themselves and the desire that they have. So basically, the beta, like the fucking loser who doesn't get the girl, he will feel the need to, for example, maybe get a drink of water or to do, you know, to crack his leg or something. And he won't, because he'll rigidly stay there thinking he has to just like stay still for this interaction, because he thinks it's going to benefit the interaction. You probably do this as well. When you're speaking to a girl, you'll feel a bit awkward and you'll feel, for example, that you want to like scratch your neck, but you won't, because you'll think, oh no, but you know, I've got to make sure I don't touch anything, right? But you not listening to that authentic desire of scratching your neck will actually make you seem weirder than if you just scratched it. The popular guys, the guys who are pretty good at attracting girls, when they get, I know this is so autistic, but when they get the desire to like scratch their neck, they just do it. When, if they need to stop the conversation to go have a piss, they'll go and do it. It's the guys who struggle, who don't do it, who restrict themselves, but then you come across as more weird and timid and blocked than if you just allowed yourself to do what you needed to do. If you saw me talking to a woman, you might be surprised at how like sometimes fidgety I might look, where I'll stand up, then I'll sit down, I'll look at the waiter and I'll order something like mid-conversation, or maybe I'll move the chair, I'll scratch my back, I'll twist this way and this way, because humans are meant to keep moving around. It's only when you're in a conversation with a girl that you kind of forget that, and you think for some reason you're going to come across as like more attractive or potentially more successful with her if you kind of like just stay still. But it makes you weirder. I'm telling you, most guys I meet who are not good with girls or even with social life with guys, they've got this kind of like weird stuck energy where they'll talk to you and it's like they're not even moving, they're not even swaying. When you see popular attractive guys talk to each other or talk to girls, you'll notice that their body moves freely. You'll notice they scratch their nose. You'll notice that they'll like look around for a second because they heard something. That's normal. And when you block that energy, you will come across in a more weird way. So the practical step for you here is, relax and do what you want. If you're in a conversation with a girl and you want to go have a piss because like you need to go to the toilet, just say to her, oh, excuse me one second. Don't hold it in because you're like, oh, well, you know, I might not get this chance again or whatever. Don't do that, because you'll come across in a worse way. Yesterday, I was at the gym and like I go to like a health club, so it's got like a restaurant and pool and whatever. And I was sat outside and this girl came up to me, a girl I've spoken to before, and she starts speaking to me. She sits down next to me. Mid-conversation, I'm like looking into her eyes. I hear the waiter behind me taking someone's order, or you know, he's just got the bill or whatever. And mid-conversation, I look away from this girl and say, excuse me, could I order as well, please, to the waiter. I quickly ordered a drink and then turned back to her. The loser version of us would have wanted a drink and then just kind of not ordered one, because we would have thought, oh well, yeah, I'll just do it once she leaves, whatever. It's this feeling of like safety, of not wanting to mess up the conversation, that literally makes you perform worse, because it comes off as insecure. Like this weird like behaviors that you'll exhibit when you're acting like this, when you're kind of like repressing the random desire you got to get up or move or switch positions or look this way or, you know, check this thing or speak to the waiter about this thing or whatever it is. When you refuse that, when you reject that natural desire inside of you, I think you'll come across as less attractive. The more powerful that you become in life, so the more attractive you are, the higher status you are, the more of a leader you become, the more that you will actually express what you want. So when you're in those beginning stages, as a lot of guys are, you know, you're just on self-improvement, you might find it kind of difficult for you to convey like what you need to convey to the world. You feel blocked. You don't feel confident enough to express this thing that you want to say to a girl, or this thing you need to do to yourself. But the more powerful you become, the more that you'll actually start to notice like, wow, like I have way less resistance to my natural desires of, you know, wanting to crack my back or whatever midway through the conversation, because that's what I wanted to do. Remember, you're here to see if there's a girl who's compatible with you. You're not like a fucking clown trying to entertain every girl possible. You need, like, I know it sounds silly, but like, the best dating advice is like, just be yourself. Do what you need to do. If you need to yawn right now, fucking yawn. If you want to get a drink of water, go get a drink of fucking water. If you stop that desire, you'll come across as less attractive to the girl. You need to be honest with yourself right now. Most likely, you're one of those beta males who just kind of like stands there awkwardly whilst like, you know, like speaking to a girl and you just feel stuck in the mud. It's okay to sway this way. It's okay to laugh with and throw your hands up and talk with your hands. Don't just restrict yourself because it makes you look worse. The second bit of dating advice I have for you is don't listen to a word that she says. I've made that in a funny way. Obviously, like, listen in a conversation, whatever. But particularly when a girl is speaking in some kind of negative way or she's saying anything that you don't like, you need to basically not listen and act like a happy little retard who didn't even hear anything that she said. So let's say you're in a conversation with a girl. And you know how sometimes girls can be like a little bit like offensive, a little bit hostile in a conversation, like if you approach them or whatever. Sometimes girls are like that. Sometimes girls who even like you, like, bro, there's been so many girls who will like you, who will actually fuck you, but their entire sort of energy towards you feels a bit negative. Like the example I give you is, imagine you go with a girl past a mirror and you flex like this. Some girls will see it and they're like happy, positive girls. They'll be like, oh yeah, they'll do it. Or they'll grab your arm or whatever. These are the nice girls, right? But some girls, if you flex like this, they'll look at you like, what are you doing? You can still fuck those girls. Like, bro, a lot of guys will be smiling, nodding their heads. You can still date those girls who are like, you know, being a bit more negative. It's almost like a defense mechanism because they're insecure. But here's the thing. The guys who are shit with women will take what they say seriously. They'll respond to everything that she says. What I've noticed in myself and in the guys who are like really good at dating and seduction, when there is something that a girl says or does that you don't like, you basically are like a happy, oblivious little retard and you don't even kind of expand on it. So if she says, like, if she looks at you when you're flexing, for example, she's like, what are you doing? You don't say, oh, well, I was just flexing because, you know, I go to the gym and, you know, mirror or whatever. You don't say that because now you just seem like an insecure little chump. She says, what are you doing? You're like, oh, yeah. And then you're like, you flex more. You're like, you know, like hide her face behind your arm. Oh, yeah, it's bigger than your big head like that. You know, you say some shit like that. Girls fucking love it. There's a lot of girls out there that will throw a lot of this kind of like slightly negative thing at you. And what they're seeing is, can they get under your skin? A lot of girls will test you. And even though it seems kind of negative, a lot of these girls are actually quite sweet. They're just kind of insecure, right? So when you're in a conversation with a girl and she says anything that you wish she didn't say because it's made the thing kind of awkward or she said something kind of negative, you can quite literally just choose not to respond to that. Now you might be wondering, but like, how that sounds awkward if we're sat like, you know, having dinner or something and she says something, what can I do? You need what I call like the happy retard energy. You don't want to be so serious all the time. Let's say, okay, we're at dinner. Imagine you're the girl, so you're facing me. Usually I sit next to the girl I'm with as well. But let's just say, okay, we're at dinner. And she says some fucking annoying thing that would make most guys butt hurt. Like she says, like, oh yeah, well, you're not even that successful anyway. You know, some fucking weird thing like that. Oh, you're not even that sexy anyway. I would just kind of like smile a little bit. And I'll randomly, like, I don't know, I'll just stretch or something like that. This meal is sick. Protein or whatever the fuck. You get my point. I will literally just randomly change the conversation to what I was thinking about and what I wanted to talk about instead. Here's the secret. You want to know the overall secret to getting girls? Act like the most powerful man possible. That's it. That's like, you can click off this video. You never need to watch a date in a video again. Of course, you don't know how to do that. That's why you're here. But that's the secret with attracting girls. Act like the top tier man. What does the top tier man do? His mind is strong and it does not get infiltrated by the whimsical emotions of a woman. If the girl's randomly being negative right now, he doesn't allow it to change his own perception of himself. If I know myself to be a confident guy who's successful, who's happy, whatever, and a girl tries to challenge that and tries to make me feel insecure, I don't take it to heart thinking, oh yeah, maybe I'm not as confident, maybe I am too arrogant, maybe my muscles aren't so big, whatever. You don't. You act like you're speaking to a little girl. So here's like a bonus tip for you. When in doubt, pretend that she's like a 5-year-old little girl. What would you do if a 5-year-old little girl said, your muscles aren't that big? What would you do? Like, really imagine, you'd be like, yes, they are. And you're like, oh, you do shit like that, right? And it's funny and she's laughing. Go on, let me see yours. Oh, that's it. But when you treat a woman, this is going to sound horrible, but when you treat women with too much respect, honestly, that's often a killer of attraction. When you treat women like they are equals, like they are men, like how would you treat, if a guy looked at you and said your muscles aren't even big, you'd be like, what? Fuck you. Like, you know, you'll take it as, like, even though it's a bit silly, it's a bit of a stupid thing, but it's like, you'd be kind of offended because this guy's fucking stepping on you. It's not about he said your muscles are small. It's because he's challenging you. We take that shit seriously. When a girl says it, it's not the same thing if you imagine that she's like a little fucking girl. If a little girl came up to you and said, you're a big poo-poo head, you wouldn't say, actually, I'm not. And you wouldn't fucking get into an argument with her. You'd be like, no, you're the bigger poo-poo head. See, you've got poo-poo on you now. You just, like, laugh with them. Girls love, like, poo-poo, pee-pee humor. Girls fucking love that when you act like they're a little girl. You need to not listen to a word that she says that you wish that she did not say. If you transcribed my conversations with girls, or if you got it in written text and you read it, you would be thinking, what the fuck? This guy's a retard and he has no game. Because a girl will say something, like she'll ask me a question, and you'd read the text and it's like, I didn't even respond to it. So a girl will say like, oh, why do you think you're all that? Why do you think you're such like a superstar or whatever? And it'd be like a little bit of a gap where I'm like, you know, drinking some water, I'm just killing some time, trying to think of something smart. And I'll just randomly change the conversation. Like, oh, what are you doing after this? It sounds a bit autistic. If you saw that in text, you'd be like, yeah, Hamza's a fucking retard. He didn't even answer the question. But you don't get girls. You're the fucking retard. Why the fuck are you taking what a woman says seriously? Now, of course, there's things to take seriously when it's a serious conversation. When she comes to you and says, oh, I got this injury, or my father. Okay, sure, that's a serious conversation. What we're talking about is basically playful banter, which most guys are fucking shit at. When a girl looks at you and says, oh, you're so arrogant, you're so cocky, your muscles aren't that big, you're this. It's banter, you fucking retard. You taking it seriously and getting offended at like the title of this section, which is like, don't listen to a word she says. This is why you fucking struggle with girls. She's trying to banter with you and you're there. No, yes, they are. 20 sets a week for biceps, but you've got to make sure you train to failure. What the fuck you on about? She just wants you to laugh at her. She just wants you to make a joke and say, oh, my bicep's bigger than your head and your head's pretty big. She just wants you to make some fucking silly joke like that. So literally, if I'm in a conversation with a girl and she starts like, because a lot of girls do this, some negative fucking vibe, she's being, you know, a little bit hateful, but like a hater, kind of like a cute way. I don't entertain it, or sometimes I will, but I'll do it in a way where I'm bouncing back and I'm like almost roasting her back. You know, little girl calls you a poo-poo head. You say, no, you're the bigger poo-poo head. You don't take this shit seriously. You need to understand, like, this is the most based advice possible. Don't take 99% of your interaction with a woman seriously. Honestly, just that alone of you not listening, like not really taking her emotions seriously and not taking the words that she says seriously, that will get you past most guys in this planet. Most guys are so sensitive that when a girl says something, it's like they believe it and they take it as like an objective fact. They listen to a woman like they would listen to a man. When men speak, we change information. So you've got to listen to the words that a man says. When a woman speaks, it's not a convey, she's not trying to convey information. She's just fucking randomly expressing whatever emotion she's currently in. I'm hungry. No, I'm angry. No, I'm angry at you. You don't even like me anyway. You're lying. Like, girls are just fucking like, bro, they're like mentally insane. They just change whatever the fuck they're like going through right now. If you're there like, oh, you're hungry. Okay, you're horny. Oh, you're angry. What did I do? Like, what the fuck? You're going to see like a skitsy little fucking kid. You don't respond to everything in like a serious way. It's a little fucking baby, bro. It's a little girl. What do you do when like a little, if a 5-year-old girl, like a little niece came up to you and she's like, I'm hungry and I hate you. You wouldn't say, what, you hate me? But you wouldn't get offended. You'd be like, oh, I'm hungry too and I love you. Come on, let's go get some food. That's it, bro. It's like, it's time someone actually told you how to speak to women, and it's condescending as fuck, but I'm telling you, you try this once and you'll be the same misogynist as me. You've got to treat women like little girls. That's all they actually are. As soon as you try this once, you'll realize that this advice isn't sexist, it's just truth. Girls like to pretend that they're like big and they want to wear big grown-up clothes and they want to have grown-up conversations, but they don't. A girl who likes you wants you to baby her. Women love being made to feel like little girls when they are around you. Like, in fact, one of the symbols of attraction that girls have in a man is that they can just turn their brain off and be like in little girl mode around them. When you have a girl who loves you and she feels safe around you, she's like a little girl. She's like dancing. She's like, you know, eating a little snack from the fridge and everything. Just like a little fuck, like your fucking future daughter's gonna be. What, you're trying to have like a fucking intellectual debate with this fucking little retard? You don't fucking like obviously you have debates, like, it's an interesting thing, but stop taking the shit they say so seriously. If she says something that you don't like, act like she didn't even say it at all. This works even for texting. Again, if you read my text conversations, you would be thinking, wait, Hamza's a fucking retard, he's got no riz. And guess what, bro? Do I even need to say it? You're struggling, I'm not. You're the fucking consumer watching the advice. I don't watch videos like this because I don't need them. So even though my text conversation would seem like I've got no fucking riz, you fucking faggot, I do just well. And you want to know how? When a girl tries to burn the conversation to the ground when she says, hey, how are you today? You're a fucking retard. You respond, don't you? Like, imagine that. Imagine you're texting a girl and she says, how was your day? You would respond because you're a fucking retard, right? I don't respond. When I'm texting a girl, it's almost like I don't even read what they've put unless if they've put something which is funny or interesting for me. So if a girl asks me a question, oh, what you think about this? Yeah, sure. If she said something funny, okay, sure, I'll reply to that. If she said some boring shit, which 90% of the times girls will say, hey, how are you? Am I a fucking retard? Do you think I'm going to reply back, good, how are you? That's why all your text conversations go to shit, because you're fucking falling for the trap of responding to what she says. Are you fucking retarded? Why the fuck would you respond to what a girl says? You have to just lead the conversation, even if it makes you seem like a retard. My text conversations literally look like her saying, hey, how are you? And me saying, hey, come meet me here at 4 p.m. today. Sounds autistic. Oh, that's scary. Again, you're the one watching the fucking video, right? So know your fucking place. You're struggling and you're so upset at all these girls who flake, who stop these text conversations, because you're literally letting them lead the conversation, you feminine little pussy. When a girl texts you some boring shit, how was your day, how are you? Don't fucking reply to it. You choose what message you send. And I know it sounds autistic for she says, hey, how are you? And you don't reply to how are you by saying good or whatever. And you say, oh, I'm doing this thing right now, you should come join me. It sounds a bit autistic, you've not replied to the question, but it doesn't fucking matter. This is how attraction works in a woman. You don't let them dictate the conversation, because girls are terrible at like managing conversations, right? You're never going to hear advice like this that actually works basically anywhere else, because most guys who speak about dating, whether it's your friends or family or even other dating influencers, they're not very good at this stuff. Most guys have had like very limited experience and they're just chatting shit. And I think you probably feel in some ways like kind of alone with this, because you've wanted to learn knowledge like this. But like, where are you going to hear from other people saying, yeah, don't even listen to what she says and don't even reply to what she says and treat her like a little girl? Because most people are too scared to say this type of shit. That's why what I'm doing right now is I'm collecting all my thoughts possible, and I'm going to put it inside of a big fucking course on dating, which is going to be included as like basically an unpaid bonus inside of this program that I'm offering in the top link in the description. You can have a look at that because it's fucking awesome and it's such a steal price. I'll probably be doubling the price soon, so you might want to join. The next dating strategy. Your 10 out of 10 is another man's 5. Think about your 10 out of 10 in your mind right now. To make this easy, just think about her physical appearance. Of course, personality and character matters, but just think about what she looks like. Think about it in your mind. Either look at her like a visual or say the words in your mind, right? I guarantee right now, mine is different from yours, and ours is different from my cameraman's. It's all different. We know this. When you see a girl who is like your 10, right? Remember the last time you were in the gym or whatever, you saw a girl who was like exactly your type. It's almost like you turn into a little boy. You're like, oh shit, fuck me, she's fit. Oh, I can't even believe girls like that exist. Holy shit, she's perfect. She's perfect. Imagine your type is different from mine. And I'm there with you in the gym and I see her. Ah, bro, she's all right. You've probably been with friends who have said this to you about your type. They're like, ah, she's all right. You won't go and speak to her because you're intimidated. She's only a 5 to me. I'll speak to her. My heartbeat won't go up and I'll fuck her today because I wasn't anxious. I didn't pedestalize her. You can actually act like that as well. So first of all, it's very important, get clear on what is your 10 out of 10, your 10 out of 10, your own preference. Doesn't matter what other people think, what other people will judge, what is your 10 out of 10? Like, you know, what is your perfect appearance in a woman? Then when you see girls like that, acknowledge it to yourself, at least to yourself, maybe not even outside of you. When you see a girl who's like, you know, she's got the body shape that you like, the face, whatever, say it to yourself, like, man, like, I'd love to fuck the shit out of her. That's my type right there. I want to get with this girl right there. Acknowledge it to yourself. It's important that you kind of like validate your own feelings. And then remind yourself that most other guys would actually think she's mid. Because every guy's preference is so different. My cameraman, he likes like skinny little, like he likes like blonde, like, I mean, we both like blonde hair, but he likes like the skinny, slender type of girls, right? Okay, awesome. Nothing wrong with that. For me, not really my thing. I like the fucking hourglass shape in a woman, fucking big fucking glutes, big titties. I like that, like with a slim waist as well. I fucking love that shit, right? If we saw a girl who's my type, he would be like, oh yeah, it's probably too much. If we saw a girl who's his type, I'd be like, oh yeah, she's pretty, you know, she's kind of pretty, whatever, whatever. I could go and speak to a girl who's his type. And it'd be like, oh yeah, whatever. Oh yeah, she's okay. I'd smash her if I wanted, whatever. He could speak to a girl who's my type. Oh yeah, yeah, she was pretty funny, whatever. Nothing. You do realize you can speak to your 10 like that. And if you do that, you'll actually come across better. Like, that's what I want. Imagine you're 10 out of 10, like in the gym or whatever, walking past. And you start freezing. But another guy will speak to her like she's a 5, and he will speak to her in such an attractive way because he hasn't pedestalized her, and he'll get her. Like, imagine how great your life could be. Just imagine this. Imagine how great your life could be if you had a girl who was genuinely, like, built like your fucking 10 out of 10, and you were in a relationship with her, or you were just fucking her. That'd be fucking awesome, right? And you can achieve that if you take your 10 out of 10 off a pedestal. Step one is to know what your 10 out of 10 is, just in appearance, right? Character, of course, is super important, but I'm just making this simple with one example. Then, number two, when you see a girl who is your type, to acknowledge it to yourself, thinking, fuck me, like, I want to get with that girl, I want to go speak to her. Then the final thing is just go up and speak to her, imagining how, like, your friends would, who don't really see her as a 10 because they've got a different style. Like, I've got friends who are more like alt or something, and they like emo girls. They like the sort of black hair girls with the sort of, like, you know, like the devil fucking demon vibe or some shit like that. And it's like the goth vibe, right? Bro, I'd fucking come on a back bitch's face, right? Like, yeah, sure. It's not really my style. It's not really my thing. If I see a girl like that, it's like, oh yeah, that's kind of interesting. My friend would be into her, whatever. So if I speak to her, it's like, it's nothing special, right? That's the same way you need to go in and have the same kind of energy with the girl that you want. But there's one caveat I'll tell you, and this is such an important, like, super practical tip. When you go and see a girl who is exactly your type, speak to her not like a fan, but kind of like an equal. If anything, like, she's almost kind of a below you, which is a secret tip. It's act like that, like you are above the woman. But then tell her that she is your type. Tell her that you like that, whatever it is. Oh, like, you go up to a girl, say, oh, excuse me, my name's Hamza, what's your name? Oh, Julie, nice to meet you. Your physique's fucking insane. Like, you have, like, my perfect physique. Say something like that, like, oh, your body's insane. Like, this works for me, it might not work for you. I can compliment a girl's body, it's okay. But, like, the idea is, like, convey what it is you like about her, especially in private. Let's say you meet a girl and you hit her off a little bit, you get her number, and let's say you're in private now, you're in a cafe or a bar or even back at your place. That's when you want to be fucking hyping her up. That's when, like, bro, fucking all games are off. Now you fucking show how much you appreciate her beauty. Girls fucking love this, especially because, look, there's girls who are conventionally very beautiful, and they get it a lot. But if your type is a little bit different, which most guys is, like, you know, most guys 10 out of 10, it's probably going to be a bit more niche than everyone else's, right? If you find a girl who's like that, and let's say you happen to be fucking back with her, maybe you're kissing her, fucking tell her the truth, bro. Tell her, like, oh, like, this is so fucking sexy. If I could draw a girl, it'd be like this. This is what I like. I fucking love this hair color, whatever, like this body, whatever. Like, tell that to her, because it's one of the biggest compliments when you are literally just, like, saying, like, holy shit, like, I'm really fucking attracted to you. Especially if, like, look, you've got to be an attractive guy. You've got to go to the gym. You've got to build the aesthetic body, get the confidence, get the money. All those things matter, right? If you're a fucking little bitch, you can't say the same things that I can say. If you're in your mind thinking, what the fuck? Yeah, Hamza couldn't say that. Oh, that's cringe. Yeah, it'd be cringe if you fucking said it. It's not cringe when I say it. Girls fucking love when I say this shit to them, right? It's because you're a fucking little pussy. So, top link in the description, fucking aesthetic body course right here. Build a body like like me, so you're sexy as fuck, right? So first of all, you're not at the level where you can compliment a woman's body, most likely, right? Maybe you can if you've been going on self-improvement for a few years and you're not a bit of a fucking autist. But like the way that I do it, it's fucking smooth and it makes girls fucking horny. Like that, they literally tell me the way I compliment them, the way I touch their bodies and everything. But when I have a girl and it's about to get sexual, that's the point where I'm telling her she's my 10. That's the point where I'm telling her, like, I fucking love this. Look at the shape of you. Look at this. Look at that. Oh my God, look at this. Like, hype them up, because you know why? That's like crack for women. And if you want to keep this girl, she's going to keep coming back to the guy who appreciates her. Women love a guy who appreciates their beauty, but not from like a pedestalized thing where you're looking up at them and you're commenting on their fucking Instagram pictures, or you're replying to the pictures they send you, or something like a pussy. Like the same girl I'm talking about, she sends me like a selfie. I'm not going to reply to that. I don't give a fuck. It's like, whatever. When I'm in person and I get to like feel what I like, yeah, sure, I'm going to give a ton of compliments. But the idea is, you don't pedestalize the woman and, oh, you're beautiful, you're this, you're acting in a way that she's better than you. You act in this way. I'd even say this way, where you are bigger than her, but you can be better, like, you know, sort of like bigger, more powerful than the other person, and still give them a fuck ton of compliments as well. That's why it's so attractive. So find your 10, acknowledge it to yourself, and go up and speak to her as if she's almost like your 5. And when you're in private, when you're escalating, that's when you let loose. Not like a fucking little fan, but like as this fucking sexy, powerful guy who's just really appreciative. You know, like how like a fucking like Italian guy would compliment, like, so I don't know, Italian or some shit. But you know how like one of these like fucking exotic guys would compliment like a woman's physique, whereas all like the little white boys around the world, they're all insecure, they can't give a girl a compliment or anything. You've got to be like some of these, like, you know, like a, like, I think it's all men apart from white men do this well. Wait, probably Indians as well, but like, I don't know, I'm fine with this. Brown guys and black guys, they can look at a girl, be like, spank her ass, be like, oh, I love this and whatever. I found there's a few races or a few ethnicities of guys who can't do that for some reason. White guys and entirely American, British, European, they can't do this. It's some cultural thing. I think Indians are the same. Pakistanis are probably the same as well, but I've just been raised by the internet and whatever. But black guys are fucking awesome at this, from like in general, right? And Asians sometimes are pretty good at this as well, but white guys fucking suck at this. Bro, when there's a girl who's your fucking type and she's fucking you, that's when you give her a fuck ton of compliments. That's when you talk in that fucking sexy voice. Oh, I love the shape of this. Oh, I love this. Put your hands here. Oh, do this. Come sit here. Come on, come sit on my lap. You do this sexy shit, bro. Girls fucking love that. When you are in private with your 10, make her feel like a 20. But when you're in public, first going up to her, speak to her like she is a 5. Now I want to give you a very specific piece of advice. Here's how to lean in for the kiss in an autistic step-by-step guide. Because I know this is so weird for me to say, because, oh, just kiss her, right? But I'm telling you, if I knew this step-by-step process years and years ago, I think it would have really helped me. Because it's easy for me to say, okay, let's say you go on a date with a girl and, you know, she wants to kiss you. Oh, just kiss her, bro. It's easy to say that. But if you've been there before, you know that sometimes it can feel a bit awkward, like you're sat next to each other. How do you, like, actually go in for it? So this is exactly, step by step, autistically, how I go in for a kiss. And it's like, bro, it sounds like fucking horseshit, but it works every time, but, like, it really fucking does, right? Because I do it in a very, like, safe way, if that makes sense. So you're on a date with a girl, whatever, and you've been talking, flirting a bit, and you feel like you want to kiss her. This is exactly what you do. You're talking to her or she's saying something and you're making eye contact. And the first thing you do is you manually move your eyes from her eyes to her lips for like 1 second and back up. So this is what it looks like. Imagine you were a girl and you were yapping. I'd be listening. Like that. Just a little bit of a smile, because that instantly prepares her so she knows you're going to kiss her. If you notice any subtle body language differences, if she kind of like gets backwards, what do you think? That means she doesn't want to fucking kiss you. So that's like the small telltale sign where you've said nothing, you've almost done nothing, but if she kind of stays the same, or if she even looks at your lips, or if she comes closer to you, it kind of like has lubricated it. It's almost like foreplay before the kiss to kind of acknowledge you're about to go into it. Then the most important thing that I do, so that I don't get rejected when I'm going in for a kiss. Because, you know, it's not a good look, right? It's like bad PR, especially if you're a bit famous and stuff. But even for you, it doesn't feel nice to get rejected for a kiss. So this is exactly what I do. I say, come here. And I stick my hand out. So this is the difference, right? What the beta male will do is he'll go like this. He'll fucking lean in with his face. Or what a lot of beta males do, which is so fucking cringe, is like they'll ask, can I kiss you? What would it take for me to kiss? So gay. You think in her fucking romance books, the fucking Chad says, can I kiss you? Can I put my pee-pee inside of your pussy? Like, no, you don't ask for fucking... Like, girls online in this Me Too culture like to say, like, yeah, ask for consent. No fucking guys asking for... Bro, that's fucking bullshit. What you do is instead say, come here. And I do it with a bit of this hand motion, but what I do is I don't lean in with my face. I stick my hand out towards their cheek or the back of their neck and pull them into me. So their entire body will like reposition. They'll lean towards me. Imagine if I was the girl with you and you pulled it in. She would like lean all this way towards me. Why do you think I do that? Because me leaning in for the fucking kiss is a bit of a fucking risky move. Me sticking my hand out towards her and saying, come here, and just bringing her gently towards me. That's like, that's a power move. I'm bringing her to me. Plus, for me personally, my own values, that's sexy as fuck. I don't like this, like, I like this gay little thing. I grab it. I like the more physical dominant things, right? I'm a fucking man. If once you get healthy levels of testosterone, you'll agree as well. Can I kiss you? Fuck you, fucking pussy. No wonder you're fucking struggling with girls, bro. Even I'm getting dry, bro. Can I kiss you? If you were a girl, you wouldn't fuck yourself, and this is why. Can I kiss you? Can I stick it in, please? What the fuck, bro? Right. Come here. Grab them by the cheek, the chin, whatever, even here, and just tilt them towards you. And if she kind of like comes towards you, that's when you can like fully go in for the kiss. Keep the hand there, kiss a little bit. If you're just doing a quick peck, if you're young, okay, fair enough. If you're going on a date, usually it turns into a bit of a make out, like, like that. And then what I personally do, I'm going to give you one of my tactics, and it's going to get saturated now, but I'm going to give you one of mine because I want you to get some good results. How you make girls who want to fuck you after you kiss them is this. You kiss them whilst your hand is here, mwah, 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 and then this. Just a little bit. You're probably not at the level where you can do that without getting a fucking case, so just be careful. The amount of girls who told me that made them horny as fuck is crazy. If you didn't know, most girls love that type of shit. Choking and dominance and all of that stuff. At least the girls I polarize, right? If you look like a soft little bitch, you're probably polarizing more like masculine girls who want to be more dominant or something. Autistically detailed steps like that sound kind of cringe and weird and whatever, but they can actually be really powerful because sometimes you just don't really know what you can do. Like when I was younger, if someone told me like, yeah, you can say to a girl like, come here and kind of pull her face towards you, I would have done it and instantly felt better. The same with like, you know, positioning a girl next to you. Imagine she sits next to you, you want to go for a kiss. I'll say like, come here, and literally just grab them by the fucking like the waist and pull them towards me. And girls are always fine with that. But again, look, I have like, be careful because I have social awareness, right? I'm 27 years old. I understand social dynamics and cues and whatever. So I never ever have problems with this where a girl will look at me weird or anything. But you might do because you're probably young, inexperienced, and you're probably going to try this on a girl who's shown you no signs that she actually wants to kiss you. So just be a bit careful with this. When in doubt, I want you to escalate if possible, but to do it in a way that a girl isn't going to fucking scream and call you a fucking rapist, if that makes sense, right? You don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. So that's why I quite like this kind of tactic of like you saying, come here and doing this, instead of you just like launching forward for the kiss. Autistic steps like this are all throughout the dating program that I'm making right now. Like basically in this link, the top link that I've got, there's tons of courses, self-improvement, dating, fitness, whatever. And in the dating one that I'm making right now, it's got a ton of these like step-by-step autistic level tips that like, bro, never ever tell a girl you've watched stuff like this. But between you and me, it really fucking helps. I never had stuff like this when I was growing up. I had, you know, like general dating advice and whatever, but this like level of autism, I never had. And that meant I had a lot of mistakes. I fumbled it with a lot of girls. Like, there was so many times I could tell you where I'd be sat next to a girl. Like I remember this one time in university, I went on a date with a girl from Tinder, brought her back to my place to watch Netflix, open up Netflix and actually fucking watch Netflix. Like she was sat next to me and I was like, I just didn't even know like how to turn over to look at her. It just felt so awkward. Like you can't just like look at her like that. Now I can. If that's ever the case with you, imagine like you're watching TV together and you want to escalate, but you're both facing forward. You're like, but she's not even looking at me. If she looked at me, I'd be able to kiss her, but she's not looking. Again, bro, you can literally look to a girl, like, you know, kiss her once on the shoulder and say, come here. and just tilt her head towards you. You can do that. I wish someone told me this. Bro, if a girl's come back to your place or she's come on a date with you, it's like she already has some kind of a little bit of attraction to you, especially if she's back at your place. So if you're both watching Netflix or some shit and you're trying to figure out how to escalate, you can literally, like, imagine she's facing forward. You can just tilt her chin towards you, say, come here. And she looks at you and go in for a kiss that way. I wish someone told me this shit, because it's just step-by-step shit that actually really is practical and tactical. And that's what I'm making for this course. It's like, this program that I've made is fucking sick. I've included like autistic level advice in there, which is top link in the description. It's super fucking cheap as well. Click and watch this video. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.